I'm building present tense my church for the future. So the church is still being built. It's being built there because some folks out there have not experienced the church. And so the Lord says, I'm building, I'm gathering. You know, when you build something, you gather wood and nails and you gather all of the things you needed for shingles to put the church together, to put a building together. An unfinished product is no good until it's completed. And so what the Lord is saying, upon this rock, I'm building my church. The church was future. The church was being established. But that the church had a lot to do with what God's plan was. And so the Lord is building something. It's not completed. Our area of the church may be completed, while another area of the church may be still under construction. There may be some powerful prayer warriors over here, but there can be some babes in Christ over here. And so the Lord is simply saying, teach them, preach them, show the word so that they can learn and grow and mature and develop into what I want the real church to look like. Because we're headed to a place far different than this place. And now I understand why Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. He's building it. When the church is completed, the church will be perfected, holy and righteous. Right now, we got stuff in our life that still keep us from being perfected. You know those little thoughts that you thought when you came in? How come everybody ain't here yet? The Lord knows who he wants, when he wants them, and where he wants them. And so we are all being perfected. We are all growing, and we won't all get there at the same time. Because to everything there is a season and a time. It wasn't an accident that Jesus met Saul at that moment. Look at what it says. Who are you, Lord? Saul immediately acknowledged him as Lord, Yahweh Adonai, Jehovah, God Almighty. To the atheist, though, he is not Lord, but they will understand that one day he is Lord. To the agnostics, they don't acknowledge him as Lord, but one day the agnostics will acknowledge him as Lord. To the humanists, they don't acknowledge him as Lord, but one day they will acknowledge him as Lord. For every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I don't care how much money billionaires have, they will have to cross his path and acknowledge him as Lord. And the Lord says, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Jesus used his name. It was a name that Saul hated. In Romans 14:11, it states, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess God. In getting Saul's attention, Saul fell to the earth and was knocked to his knees. When we as believers surrender to him, we humble ourselves at his feet. We bow down our heads and we have humble hearts. Because he is Lord. And because he is Lord, he is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. For the angels in heaven bow down before him. In heaven and earth adore him. We as believers will one day kneel before our Lord, our God, and our King. And verse 6 says, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he He saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And we are told that in 3 days he was there for 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him he said, the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into a street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard of many of this man, how much evil he have done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he have authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. He is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. He's chosen to preach and teach an uncompromising gospel. He is chosen to do what thus says the Lord, in spite of the fact that at one point he was persecuting. He is chosen to do what thus says the Lord. At one point, we were all persecuting the Lord by our lifestyles, but look at us now. We've been changed, different, born again. When we think about what the Lord is doing, that verse 16 says, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. It ain't easy preaching. When you stand in this place and people talk about you and criticize you, it's not easy teaching when people are always watching to see you fall and stumble so that they can say, I told you so. It's not easy. Being under a microscope everywhere you go, and people are watching and having private investigators checking you out, it's not easy living under a microscope. But when it comes to them, don't you dare have me investigated. But there is one who knows all, sees all, and is all, who knows everything about all, including the pastors. All pastors, all of us have had something in our life that we're not kept happy with. But thank God we've been changed. We've all have been changed. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, have sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. My brothers and sisters, Saul was changed. You can't have an encounter with the Lord and be the same. You can't stay the way you are and have a unique relationship with him, because the day you say yes to the Lord is the day the Lord enter into a covenant with you. The Holy Spirit comes into a defiled life and start cleaning out mess in our life. Stuff that we don't even want mama to know about, the Holy Spirit, I've got to work on that. Stuff that we've been hiding for years, the Lord is saying, I'm getting rid of that. And it's working. Why? Because in order for us to get where the Lord is, we must be perfected. In order to look like him, we have to be pure and holy. And I can't look like him with the mindset that I have and my actions, my temperament, my characteristics, and all of the things that would separate me from him. My mother asked a question the other day. She said, God is awesome. I said, yeah, he is. I said, do you know why? She said, tell me. I said, he's love. God is love. And love covers a multitude of, yeah, it just covers it. If God is love, he's covering us. A multitude of stuff that we've done. God says, I love you in spite of your faults. And because I love you in spite of your faults, I'm perfecting you to get to where I am so that we can rejoice and magnify and praise each and every day for an eternity. And I begin to understand, this is not about me. It's all about him. It's about the plan of salvation was a mystery that man did not completely understand or comprehend. But the day you surrender your life to the Lord, the day you changed took place, that change took place in your life. You were made uniquely different and acceptable to the Lord. Do we stumble sometimes? Yeah. We fall down. But we get right back up. All of us are capable of error in life because we have a free will. But the moment you say, Lord, I'm your child. I want to be on the winning team. I'm surrendering my life to you. The Lord says, I've got you covered. I'm stamping your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm getting you ready for a place where there will be no more crying, no more dying, no more suffering, no more heartache, no more sin. Check this out. When we get to heaven, you ain't got to worry about it. You think I'm going to mess up when I get there? No. You won't have the propensity to sin. Sin will be no more. Death will be no more. All of the things in life that we wrestle with, the things that we are struggling with, the flesh, that will be no more. And if sin is no more and the flesh is no more and death is no more, you can't do anything but be holy. God has got this thing mapped out. That's why I rejoice. Because he said, I have a masterful plan that the enemy did not comprehend. It was called salvation. And when Jesus died and paid the price for all inclusive sin, the enemy just fell out because he said, I've lost the battle. This battle was never yours. This battle was the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.